This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit deep to right center field. Adolis going way back at the wall. It's out of here. What a day for Willier Abreu. That's a three-run homer, his second home run of the day, and the Red Sox lead 5-2.
Abreu, the Ranger killer, strikes again on opening day. Goodness gracious. Well, good morning. On the heels of the opening day festivities, Rangers take the L to the Red Sox, but we're kicking off the 2025 Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour live in the 6 a.m. Club here in the fantastic Keller, Texas. How about this place, ladies and gentlemen?
Dude.
Fire Station number one, absolutely on fire, courtesy of Firehouse Roofing, Whataburger, and Firehouse Movers as well.
Got to drive by. So this is just a route from my house here that I used to take, go visit my dad before he died.
I get it. Yep.
But I got to drive by
before
my
what?
Before he died.
Oh.
Because he had his nursing home was over here. But I got to drive by my favorite cemetery.
You have a favorite?
Yeah. There's a plot, and it says She Gone. That's the last name.
Power
She
rank
Gone.
The cemeteries 877-881-1053.
Yeah, it's just says She Gone, and I was like, hell yeah, that's the best death name you're ever gonna find. She Gone.
I love Keller. It's my home away from home. Clearly, as we have the Keller Indians, who you and I went and saw.
I hope this is Keller Central territory. I think
it technically is, although we're like 2 miles from Keller.
No, this is Indian territory.
Is it
Charger
okay.
territories on
oh,
the okay. on the?
See, you
the other
you know because this is kind of your region over here. But
yes.
We got the Keller Indians that you and I went and saw play Southlake last year. That was the very first time we went out there.
Yep.
Was when we went and took in the game. So always love Keller. It is rainy, though. It is kind of gross this morning. So be careful when you're driving around, because I was driving in this morning and just getting the kickback from the tires off of the trucks and everything else. And it was a total fog driving in here.
But it's not raining right now, though. That's good.
No, now it's starting to calm down. Now it's starting to clear up. And you should definitely come out to 455 Keller Smithfield Road South to Keller Fire Station number one. Get some free Whataburger breakfast. They got plenty of it over here. We've also got the Tolo aprons, the Sean and RJ Firehouse grilling aprons.
These
that
are
we're giving
sick,
away.
Yeah, they're
fantastic.
Look great.
I've already gotten like 6 requests to steal one and hide it for them. And I can't do that. That's not the way it works.
Radio people, they want anything free.
These aren't even
people. Love free.
These
people
aren't even
love
radio people.
Oh, they're just friends.
It's just friends who go like, will you save me one? Or like, hey, grab me one. Or I'm not going to be there. Grab me one, will you? And so the people are just trying to hit it up.
It's amazing. I wear more stuff that's free than what I pay for.
That's all I wear.
Yeah.
Like, just if somebody gives me like a free shirt or a free hat, that's like all I wear.
I'm wearing a free hat right now. Shout out Greystone Roofing and Construction. And I'm wearing my my free ballpark giveaway Rangers 2023
okay.
World Champions.
So I'm not kidding. I think the only thing on my body right now that I've paid for was my shorts. Because I've got
and your BBL,
the Keller hat. I've got the Keller hat here, okay, which is given to me by Mike Eggleton. I got the Meat Church hoodie, which Matt Pittman gave us, and then I'm wearing these shoes, which Cody, marketing director Cody, gave me for my birthday.
Marketing director, he has leveled up. Yeah. Look at that, dude! Those are some nice kicks.
I gave him a management title, even if no one else. Well, that's what I did for him.
Well, we got RJ Choppy in the building, of course. Bobby Belt, a wild animal. We're here until 10 a.m. on a Friday. We got Peyton producing the program. I'm Eric Chiafalo with the G-Bag Nation.
Peyton Bordop in the program. Be clear about that.
Okay, yeah. I know we have some tension.
He's in charge of the drops. I would calm down if I were you.
Bordop in the program. I'm gonna play.
Bobby, we can have a truce right now. You just say the magic word, dude. I'll stop.
You tell me. You can tell me.
Because you don't know how to stop. You don't know how to stop.
There are no truces here, Peyton. Oh. You keep playing that drop.
Should I? I do want to play it.
Wait, can everybody just be quiet really quick? It sounds so good. I was hearing it in my car yesterday, but it just to hear it in my headphones.
Such a douche. You're going to get included in it, too.
So special, Pepe. Do it again.
Oh!
Okay. Now, that little drop right there, plus Peyton's ditty. Do you believe in Jacob DeGrom? I've been singing that for the last 24
very
hours.
It's very catchy.
When we got done playing, when we were after the show, Peyton kept playing that, and he kept tinkering with things. I went in the bathroom. And I was just listening and thinking it in my head. And I'm just busting out laughing. There's somebody in the stall. And I can only imagine, like, what is this guy doing? Just laughing in the back. I couldn't stop. I was uncontrollably laughing.
Yeah, it's the best. It is really, really special
Peyton's
stuff that you guys are doing.
Peyton's song is very good. His drop choice, not as good. And if Peyton wants to keep picking fights, then I am going to play the song I sent you yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't want to play the song because I feel like I will get in trouble.
You feel like you may have crossed several lines.
Yeah, I feel like I might get in trouble with my diss track to Peyton and some sideswipes at Choppy for egging him on. You were egging him on yesterday. And so I took it out in the booth, and I was like, you know what? I felt like I was Kendrick walking in there, and then I walked out of there feeling like J. Cole. And I was like, why don't we pull my diss track back? I don't think this should see the light of day.
So Peyton hasn't heard it yet? He hasn't previewed it or anything?
Peyton and Choppy have no idea he even did it.
This is a very heavy-handed Bobby Belt when he feels like he's now been
wronged
or slighted in any way. He is now going to overcompensate with something that is so heavy-handed that it's gonna tug at you.
The most dangerous,
emotionally.
The most dangerous part of Bobby is when he gets time on his hands.
Yes.
And you know, when Sean's not here, Bobby thinks it's like, you know, playtime, so he has time on his hands.
And today I got time, cuz.
Yeah, so he's got time. And when he has time, that brain of his starts moving. And then he starts coming up with, you know, diss tracks.
I'll tell you what, I do believe, speaking of those songs, I do believe in Jacob DeGrom. I do not believe in Luke Jackson anymore. That's what I
think. Wow, you're one and done on our guy Luke Jackson?
Wow, one and done.
Like, here's what I think. I feel like we entered the season saying, I don't believe in the back end of the bullpen. Like that was just something that we were concerned about. Who's going to close these games? How reliable is this going to be? And yesterday, it was not very reliable. That turned bad in a hurry. And those were some hard-hit baseballs off of Luke Jackson. That was just...
They were.
This was the kind of scenario that you're facing in 2023 before you kind of cobbled things together, went on your run or whatever, was just that issue with the ninth inning. You could not... Now, this was a tie game. It wasn't a blown save. But this was a game where 2-2, and just in a blink, you look up and it's up 5-2. All right, game over. I guess that's what we're looking at here.
Yeah, I mean, that was. It's funny that in the first game, you get the exact thing developing within the game that we were questioning all offseason about. Yeah. Were you a Kirby Yates away yesterday from being able to win that game?
Well, I mean, look, that's the thing. If you're not going to compete, you don't need a closer. If you are going to compete, you need one. Like, that's kind of the reality of the situation in the sport. And, you know, if that's the position they're going to be in, and it's going to be kind of a roller coaster all year, then buckle up. You know, there are plenty of examples of teams that win and lose divisions based off of blown saves. Like, plenty of examples. And not even blown saves, but just, like, you know, bullpen blow-ups late in games. You know, you saw last night, you know, Oakland. You know, our guy Jose Leclerc giving up three runs.
You're kidding.
Jose. Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
He had a 2-1 lead going into, what, the eighth inning, give up two bombs. Like,
it can get away from you.
It can get away from you. It really can. And it, the thing about closers, relievers in general, it's they have a very short memory. They're like a kicker. They just forget about it. They should.
No, that's like, that's the problem.
Ideally, that's your closer makeup, is that you forget about
it. I feel like that's where we've talked about this before. One of the most inconsistent things year to year is how good is your bullpen or how good is a reliever. Like, you generally don't see relievers who have like 10, you know, sterling years of just perfection.
Right.
Oh yeah, this guy's awesome. That's why somebody like Kenley Jansen's so amazing.
They go up and down, right?
So that's the thing, is that they're supposed to have that short memory, but then they will get, you know, sometimes you'll get a Darren O'Day. All of a sudden, Darren O'Day can't get out of his head for 3 months. He gets let go, and he goes to Baltimore, and he pitches well. You've got, you know, Neftali Feliz can't get out of his head. Jose Leclerc can't get out of his head. So, I mean, that can definitely happen. You just hope Luke Jackson will then shake this off. Or the Rangers may just start looking at things quickly and going, all right, we got to find some sort of combo here that works at the end of the game.
Hey, look, I mean, when you When the other team's ace only goes five, you got to find a way to win the game. It's just the reality of it. Like, your offense has to come to play more, and it just didn't. The offense left a little bit on the table, and that's look. It's early in the year. Offenses are generally behind to start the year. Abreu wasn't.
No, he was not. The Rangers on the schedule was like, he was going to be coming out on with a hot start. But you have two different texts here, the 817, both coming from the 817. The Luke Jackson walk-up song said it all, or the walk-out song, I guess. 817, again, was at the game yesterday. When Luke Jackson came into the game to a Madonna song, we knew it was not going to end well. I did not realize he was doing a Madonna ditty.
I didn't realize that. What was the Madonna song? That's what I need to know. Because, I mean, that tells me something about his mindset. Like, if he's coming out there to Like a Prayer, that's concerning to me. That tells me that he's going out there, like, praying that he doesn't blow this.
You know, according to the Rangers website, it says...
I thought she was the Like a Virgin singer.
She is the Like a Virgin singer. Yeah. He could be walking out there like that.
So Like a Prayer. Yeah, he could be Like a Prayer. Yeah, that's her, too.
Yeah, Like a Prayer, Like a Virgin, Get Into the Groove. Could be that. Maybe that's it. Like, hey, he's psyching himself up. Get Into the Groove.
MLB.com says it's Party Like a Rock Star.
Well,
I don't believe that is true.
Man, hey, can we just respect how awesome that song was when that thing came out?
Yeah.
I think I was in middle school, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
we were
just bouncing around loving
that song.
It is Like a Prayer. It is Like a Prayer.
Okay, that's bad. Why are you Why is Luke Jackson walking out there going, I'm just praying this goes well? What is they? Do they have the other relievers on there? Let's see here. What's a closer's walkout song that you see there? Like, I'm looking at that.
Let's see.
I don't know.
Kamar Rocker's got...
No, Sean Armstrong needs to close. Sean Armstrong's got to close.
Gangsta's Paradise.
Gangsta's Paradise, Coolio.
What's Chris Martin's?
They don't have his.
He doesn't lean into the Coldplay thing, does he?
No, he should. He absolutely should. It should be, what, The Scientist or whatever the hell it is, Yellow, whatever the name of their songs are.
Oh, Yellow. Yeah, you could do that. But I do have a problem. I agree with the fan text now. Depending on what the Madonna song was, I was going to be like, well, that makes sense. Okay? Like, I mean, you can do that. What, like 4 minutes to save the world? That's like, hey, 4 minutes, I'm going to come in here. I'm going to douse these flames. Y'all are going to be good to go. I trust that. I don't trust Like a Prayer. That is, as much as I'm a praying man, I know you're a praying man.
Pretty sure that song's not about praying.
Chop grew up on a praying man.
Just throwing that one out there.
As much as there's that, I don't want him walking out there thinking about what that song's about either.
I want him walking out singing, "Do you believe in Jacob DeGrom?"
That's a good one. Great song.
Hey, Chuck Morgan, I think he was trolling bait, but Chuck Morgan did say he was going to throw that up for Jacob DeGrom.
It needs
week.
To.
Oh, I
it
hope he does.
It needs to be Jake's walk up or walk out, I guess, for
and
him.
And Peyton had to just fake like he didn't love that. He was like, "No, please you? Don't, Chuck. I just emailed it to you."
Could you imagine?
Dude, but opening day was still, I mean, it was still a ton of fun, though.
It's always fun.
I had a blast. The game was so great right up until the ninth inning. I mean, I guess you wanted maybe more scoring would have been cool, more fireworks, but you got a lot of what you wanted to see.
Yeah, if you want positives, Higashioka hit the ball really hard yesterday.
He's a really good, solid, like, role player. Like, and he adds depth to your lineup. No matter what lineup he's been with, whether he was with San Diego, with New York, I think he may have been with like Minnesota, but wherever he's been, he has added depth to the lineup. He's a solid pickup.
And his nickname's Higgy, right?
Yeah. It is Higgy.
Yeah, okay. I just thought that Dawson had given him another nickname.
Dawson was thinking about doing, he actually tweeted about it yesterday during the game. Read some of the replies.
Hey, you know that phrase.
He was going with Gash.
Yeah, I'll have to look this one
he
up.
He was going
to
be calling him Gash. He
for the middle of his name.
For yes, even though it is Gosh. He wanted to go Gash, but then it turns out Gash has an alternative meaning on the Urban dictionaries, which is more common than I thought. I didn't know about this, but the text was inundated with it. If you go to his Twitter account, he was tweeting about it yesterday, hold and people on. Were responding Time with the out. Exact same thing.
I have to really know. Were you not aware of it?
I was not aware. No.
You and Peyton, man, neither one of you had ever heard of this.
Of Gash?
Yeah, well, yeah, I would just you don't have to keep repeating it.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
What was the word, Aaron? What was the word?
Neither one of them, neither the two of you were aware of that. That's stunning to me.
It's a UNT
Peyton,
thing.
Kind of a sound
it's a UNT thing.
Peyton, what kind of sound does Gash make?
Is that you swinging a bat? Please be you swinging a bat. Dear God, Peyton.
I was hoping you would play Bobby's sound drop there.
throat's a break. We gotta get out of here. By the way, Nathan Eovaldi was fantastic yesterday. Oh, positivity.
Eovaldi was nasty for when he was out there.
The curveball was dialed yesterday, dude.
Yeah, offense not yet in sync, but like you're also facing their ace. But again, when their ace only goes five innings, your guy goes longer, score is basically tied. You got to find a way to win that game.
Yeah, 100%. Hopefully the offense gets going. I believe we get Jack Leiter action coming up very, very soon, which is exciting. Yeah. But we got some more.
Berger was good at first picking him. He was pretty good at first too.
The flexibility on Berger. I mean, there were some really great defensive plays yesterday, which were little reminders of just how special 2023 was. That defense was fantastic.
161-1, here we come.
Yeah, we're on the way. All right, we'll have more Ranger opening day takeaways coming up throughout the program. But my goodness, March Madness, last night, Texas Tech, Duke, Cooper Flagg getting it done. And what's the status of the bracket challenge between the morning show? Sean, RJ, Bobby, Peyton, we'll give you the update next right here on The Fan.